Secretary General Guterres, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for organizing this timely event. We all know the difficult situation in Afghanistan and even more dire prospects. We're all aware of the urgency to act without delay. The flash appeal correctly outlines the massive humanitarian needs in Afghanistan, being aggravated by an imminent economic meltdown. This has to be mitigated by humanitarian assistance as an urgent, immediate response. Indeed, with development aid frozen, we, the international community, have to stand by the Afghan population and do all in our power to prevent many avoidable deaths and the breakdown of basic services. The European Union remains firmly determined to help the people of Afghanistan. We are committed to continue with our assistance and to further strengthen it. This is why the EU recently pledged a humanitarian package of over 200 million euros of emergency support for the most vulnerable in Afghanistan, as well as to the Afghan refugees and their host countries and communities in the wider region. Inside Afghanistan, our priority will be given to healthcare, nutrition, food security, and support to newly displaced populations, as well as shelter, water and sanitation, and preparing for the upcoming winter. Logistical support in the form of a humanitarian air bridge is crucial. Very importantly, our response will furthermore seek to address critical protection and educational needs, notably for women and girls. Unimpeded access for both male and female aid workers and the safety and security of all humanitarian operators will need to be ensured. And it goes without saying, all humanitarian operations in Afghanistan will need to continue as before, fully in line with the fundamental principles of humanitarian aid. The unified messages to this effect need to be passed to the Taliban and humanitarian principles respected by them. A strong political commitment in support of the people of Afghanistan is required by all countries, donors, and international partners around the world. My colleagues from the European Union member states are here today to demonstrate the strong commitment we all have. The EU will continue to promote a coordinated collective response to the crisis in Afghanistan, including through the Solutions Strategy for Afghan Refugees Support Platform, which the EU is chairing this year. In this context, we are in dialogue both with Afghanistan's neighbors, Pakistan and Iran in particular, as well as with other donors on the immediate priorities in the current situation. We must act now to not fail the Afghan people at this critical time. Thank you.